Well, I wonder, does it annoy you when you see Christmas being relegated to being merely a winter festival? It's becoming far too common. Christmas sacrificed on the altar of political correctness. We better not mention Jesus Christ, otherwise some people may be offended. It's becoming a common attitude. Yet actually, our calendar is derived from the date of Jesus' birth. We're coming towards the end of AD 2014, AD, the year of our Lord. We're living roughly 2014 years after Jesus' birth. Even our calendar is calculated based on the birth of Jesus. It's that important. Well, let's read again the amazing story of Jesus' birth. And I'm going to read it today in Luke's Gospel, as you'll see on the order of service there. And I'm reading from Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. And she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they'd seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Well, let's sing about these remarkable happenings in our second carol, "See in Yonder Manger Low." Well, having given the thumbs down to winter festival, what do you think when you see Christmas described as Xmas? We often see the greeting, "Merry Xmas," don't we? Now, I have to admit that my gut reaction is I don't like it. Christ being replaced by an X. And an X is an unknown quantity, isn't it? An unknown quantity. Some of you will know the story in the Bible when the Apostle Paul was visiting Athens and he found that the city was full of idols. There were altars to a whole lot of different gods, and Paul even found an altar that said, "To an unknown God." And Paul said this, "Now what you worship as something unknown, I am going to proclaim to you." And Paul went on to explain that God had made himself known in the person of Jesus Christ. And in the same way, the writer of the letter to the Hebrews said this, "In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets, at many times and in different ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word." Yes, God had come to reveal himself. God had come to this earth in the person of his Son, so that he need no longer be unknown. Jesus had come to make him known. So my gut reaction to Merry Xmas, I don't like it, because Jesus is not an unknown quantity. And yet, my friends, there are three ways in which I quite like the X of Xmas, and I want to explain that to you today. Three ways in which the X points us to things. And the first is this. I'm a teacher. Well, I'm a part-time teacher. That's why I'm here. It's a Tuesday. I don't work on a Tuesday. But when I'm marking a pupil's work, I take out my red pen and I put ticks and crosses against their work. A tick meaning, of course, that the pupil had got the question right. A cross, on the other hand, an X, means that there is something wrong. And that's why Jesus came, because there was something wrong. Something that the Bible calls sin. Well, selfishness, pride, greed, self-centeredness, all the things we immediately recognize about our own lives, do we not? That's what Jesus came to sort out. Do you remember the angel's words to Joseph? He said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." That's why Jesus came, because there was something wrong. Something wrong in the lives of human beings, then and now. A sin problem that people then and people now need saved or rescued from. Well, as I read a few moments ago, the angel said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." So the X in Merry Xmas could remind us that there is something wrong. Let's sing about that next, shall we? In our third carol, "Good Christian Men Rejoice." Christ was born to save. Jesus Christ was born to save us from something that is wrong. But not only does the X of Xmas remind us that something is wrong, the X reminds us of two other things. I'm sure that you, like me, have been busy writing your Christmas cards. You've probably done it already. I've still a lot to do. What do we write? Well, we write something like, with best wishes for a happy Christmas. Then we say, lots of love from, and we write our name. And if it's somebody we really know well, underneath that, we put X, or maybe two or three X's, depending how much we love that person. And what does the X mean? What does the cross mean? Well, it means that someone loves you. Someone loves us. And, well, we're immediately taken to that famous verse in the Bible that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God loves us. Do you know God's love personally today? Do you know God loving you so much that he has removed your sin, that he has saved you from your sin problem? Because that's why Jesus came, because God loved us so much. But the X at Xmas reminds me of one other thing, because the X points on to the cross. The X reminds me that Jesus was born to die. Yes, Jesus came to teach. Yes, Jesus came to heal. Yes, Jesus came to set us a good example as to how to live. But over and above those things, he came to carry out God's rescue plan. He came to die on the cross for you and for me. The Apostle Paul said, God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So the love of the X's at the bottom of our Christmas cards points us to the cross. The love that God showed went to such great lengths that he sent Jesus on a rescue mission to go to such huge lengths of even being sacrificed on a cross for us. So, Merry Xmas, we say. Well, if we see that, perhaps we might remember that the X, the cross, reminds us that there's something wrong. And the X means something, someone loves us. And the X points us to the cross and reminds us that Jesus was born to die. I wonder if there are any of us here. There are certainly many people that we will touch over this Christmas period. People we'll have a meal with, people we meet in the street, people we see on shops, buses, our neighbours, who need to know the wonderful story of Christmas and of why Jesus came. Out of God's great love, to save us, to rescue us, so that we might know him. And as we'll sing shortly in our last hymn, so that we can be born again. Jesus came, he was born, so that we could be born again, if he is born in us. And so we're going to finish by singing two carols. One that reminds us of God's great love. Love came down at Christmas. And I think we'll just stay sitting for that one. Love came down at Christmas. And then we'll immediately go straight on from that to sing O Little Town of Bethlehem.